It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on News Talk 1520 KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And if you haven't already been hearing, we're talking about our health. And we're talking right now with Dr. Radfar and Dr. Haddad. They are in our studio with us. We've got Sharon Sabinson. We've got Marcia Hively. And I am your host, Kim Pagano. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. And if there's any of my guests that you want to know a little bit more about, just email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, or you can always call my number at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. We're talking about adding unconditional self and health empowerment. And so kind of back to our talk about how we take care of our mouth, our teeth, or our gums, you know, I mean, really our total go ahead, Marcia.
I have a question. A lot of people have to be on medications. What kind of medications can affect your oral health?
Oh, that's big. Yeah.
Yeah. High blood pressure medications, cholesterol medications, even multivitamins that have calcium in them, which a lot of us take, or high calcium diets with respect to dairy products and whatnot. That actually increases your the thickness of your saliva, makes it a little bit less runny, and dries up the mouth. Typically, and you end up getting more tartar right behind your lower front teeth there, where everyone complains, why do I get tartar there? Well, it has a lot to do with your saliva. So drinking plenty of water just is good for your overall health. Minimum 4 bottles of water a day is great for decreasing your chances of dental problems. And, you know, you just got to make sure you're doing more of your part at home with the flossing and brushing. And
morning and night.
Morning and night, preferably at both, yes. And, you know, getting your teeth cleaned, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a year. That's very important. And by the way, when patients do come every 3 or 4 months or 3 or 4 times, they don't get x-rays every time. It's really the ADA recommends it once every 6 months. And some kids that have never gotten cavities, and they're just, you know, they can go even go up to once every 12 months. Those are the guidelines.
You know, I just want to bring us back to, you know, you have a special running right now,
right?
Something that you're giving back to the community. And I just want to give that out to my listeners so that they can, it's a win-win.
Right.
I mean, the way I look at it, it's a win-win because you're giving it back to the food bank, correct?
Right. Yeah, Dr. Haddad and I decided that the reason why we're charging $39 actually for routine x-rays, a comprehensive exam on everything, and also a routine cleaning, is we're going to take that money and donate it back to the local food bank. And also, if you can bring cans of food with you, that would actually be great too. It's not just the money that we're donating. We want to also donate the food.
I do want to say that you guys are a really cute couple, and I have to tell you that if you didn't have to get the x-rays, right, if you already had your teeth cleaned,
yes,
you might want to come in, pay the $39, which you know is going to a great cause, and just, you know, give back. That's what it's all about. Give out your two locations.
We are in Thousand Oaks, 361 East Thousand Oaks Boulevard, and that's 805 Dentistry. And then we're also in Oxnard at 1801 Solar Drive, Suite 290. Our phone number is actually really easy, 805 area code, dentist, 3368478. So you can call either office.
Okay, how about floral treatments? I remember when I was a kid and my kids had the back of their teeth sealed.
Yeah.
What's the difference between floral treatments and sealing your teeth?
Fluoride is actually something that we place on the teeth for about a minute that strengthens the teeth. You can think of them as like a vitamin, and that, you know, that's the one where you tell the kids not to eat anything for half an hour. Sealants is kind of like this resin adhesive white substance that gets placed on the adult molars only in an effort to save them, since these kids get them at the age of 6 and they're supposed to last a lifetime. So we're trying to prevent them from getting cavities that will have them, you know, get, you know, those teeth lost. So the sealants don't come off unless they chew a lot of gum.
Or ice or other
sticky foods. And then the fluoride is something that just strengthens all the teeth in general.
Wow. Typically, you stop doing the fluoride at the age of 14 because you've got all
Marge, you can't have it
then.
Anymore, okay? All right. Well, you know, I've enjoyed having you be a part of my show. I would love to have you back. I want to learn more about you. There's so many topics that we can talk about. And I just want to, again, give out your phone number. It's a great phone number. I don't know how you guys got so lucky to get this.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Kim. I really appreciate it. It's 805-DENTIST or 805-3368-478.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Don't forget about the Halloween
candy. Definitely. Again, and you know, we'll post that on my Facebook. But your Halloween candy, your kids can bring it in and they will pay $1 per pound and the candy will be donated. So again, Dr. Radfar and Dr. Haddad. Right now we're going to move into our next guest. And again, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking about unconditional self-health and empowerment. And my next guest is Brad Hively. He is the Senior Vice President of Regal Medical Group and Lakeside Community Healthcare. Brad, are you there?
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing fine.
Good.
Feeling like I need to go to the dentist.
Well, they're right here, I'm telling you.
Okay, I do want to say my last name is Hively also, and we are not related to each other, so this isn't an endorsement or anything. It's just, and it's my husband's name. I've never met anybody named Hively before.
You know, it's funny. I've never met anybody with the last name either. What a coincidence.
I know. Do you say Lively, like, you know, when people ask how to spell it, you say Lively with an H?
Yep.
Oh, my God. You guys are kind of scaring me. I knew that when I was going to have you on. Well, I'm really excited. We just had the Simi Valley Health Expo, which was I just was there this morning. The last little bit is going on right now. And tell us a little bit about who Regal Medical Group is in Lakeside Community Healthcare.
Yeah, sure. So, well, first of all, thanks a lot for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
So Regal and Lakeside, they're two independent medical groups that they're actually a collection of physicians that you probably already go to see without even realizing it. You know, so what we do is we go to all the doctors in the community, and we try to bring them together to help them provide better care. So, you know, there's some things that doctors can do better if they're in a group, even if they're not necessarily in the same office. So, like sharing medical records or coordinating patient care or, you know, even coming together to buy medical supplies more cheaply. So all we do all those things.
And now where are you all located? I mean, I was at the one in Simi Valley, but you're pretty spread out, right?
Yeah, we're really spread out. So we work with 12,000 doctors in Southern California.
That's it?
That's it, right? <There's>,
yeah.
I didn't even know there were that many doctors in Southern California, but. Yeah, so 12,000 doctors, and we serve about 300,000 patients. So we have offices all over Ventura County. We have some big offices. You might see our signs, our Regal signs, our Lakeside signs up near Simi Valley Hospital or in Thousand Oaks. But we have lots of locations.
So are you an insurance company, or are you similar to Kaiser?
Yeah, a lot of people ask that because a lot of people aren't familiar with companies like ours and don't really understand how we fit into healthcare. But no, we're not an insurance company. So here's how it works. The insurance companies go out and sell insurance. And we work with all the big insurance companies like Aetna or Cigna or Blue Cross or Health Net. So they go out and sell insurance. And then they come to us and hand the patients over to us and say, take care of these patients and keep them healthy. And so that's what we do. We work with the insurance companies to try to keep the patients healthy.
Oh, so, okay, so that makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's why you put your own health expo together. I mean, I know you have a lot of value there from different things to, you know, people really looking at their health, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our goal is to keep people healthy, and we focus on preventative care. So doing things for the community, like putting on this expo where people can get free checkups and free health screening, things like that, that's the kind of thing we like to do.
So what makes your medical group different from others?
Well, a couple of things. So one is that we're part of a very large parent company called Heritage Provider Network. And you may probably haven't heard of that company, but what it does is it gives us a lot of infrastructure and resources to give our members extra services. So, you know, to start, like I said, we focus on preventative care, prevention. We like to say prevention rather than intervention. And so we have some cool technology, for example, that can sort through medical records confidentially and identify like preventative screenings that people need to have done that they haven't done yet. So we can go through our members and see, you know, if you forgot to get your mammogram, we notify your doctor to remind you to make sure that, you know, you get screened.
So you're like the Outlook for the doctors, correct? That would be, you know, I mean, seriously, you're like the little memo you go through. So if they overlook something and they are, you know, one of your doctors, then you will remind them that, you know, maybe their weight's a little higher than they should be, or that you see somebody smoking, or you see somebody that didn't have their mammogram. That's what your company does?
Yeah, that's one of the things that we do. So we have, you know, we have a team of doctors and coordinators that are looking at all the medical information for all of our patients, again, on a confidential manner, just to make sure that, you know, there's about 35 different things that you got to make sure you do. And so we make sure that you get all those things done. And, you know, for the doctors in the community, they do a really good job of reinforcing that. But sometimes a patient just won't come in to see the doctor. And so we try to remind them.
I got one of those at my house.
Right?
Yeah.
So how would we find out if our doctors are part of your medical group?
Yeah, so that's a good question. What you can do is you can go on your insurance company's website and look up, do a find doctor, and you put in your doctor's name. And when you look up the doctor, right below the doctor, oftentimes they'll show you which medical group the doctor belongs to. And right under the doctor's name, you would see Regal Medical Group or Lakeside Medical Group. And you can also go to our websites, regalmed.com or lakesidecommunityhealthcare.com, and put in your doctor's name and see if they come up.
So now, I know October and November is kind of, at least for me, is the time that most people have to choose whether to stick with their existing health insurance plan, right, or make a switch. And what types of things should we be looking for and thinking about?
Yeah, that's it's a good question. You know, people's health situation changes every year. So it's important that every year you go through and look at what type of coverage you have and make sure it's still right for you. You know, obviously everybody's situation is unique, so I can't give individual recommendations. But, you know, from a big picture, you should look at a couple of things. So the biggest question you probably have to answer for yourself is, what type of insurance do you want, whether you want an HMO or a PPO? Those are the two big categories.
And, you know, I mean, that is really a big thing. So what, you know, how do you decide something like that? If your doctor, if say somebody just moving here and they don't have a doctor, is there a preference between HMO and PPO?
Yeah. So, you know, here's how I would think about it. PPOs tend to have slightly more physicians in their network. So if you're in a PPO, you have more physicians to choose from. But that's sort of the pro of a PPO. But the con is that they generally are more expensive or have a higher share of cost. So if you do get sick and have to see the doctor or go to the hospital, you end up paying more. For the HMO, HMOs tend to have slightly fewer doctors in the network. So you may have to give up a little bit of your choice. But in return, you get a couple of other things. You get a lower share of cost or lower monthly payments. And also the big thing that HMOs tend to do a good job at is they provide care coordination services, which is a fancy word. But basically, HMOs try to keep you healthy. And so they have teams of people that work if you get sick to get you healthier, or if you have a chronic condition, they make sure that you have what you need to try to manage that condition.
Where PPOs don't as much?
Well, you know, they do. They do. They just, the PPOs, the insurance companies try to do the management of their sick patients themselves. And insurance companies are obviously huge, giant companies that have millions of members. And it's hard for insurance companies to manage individual patients. And so on the HMO side, the insurance companies hand that task over to the local medical groups, the local physicians. And for us, it's a lot easier. We're a lot smaller than them. We have fewer members, so it's a lot easier for us to be closer to our patients and to manage them better.
So let me ask you a question. This is Sharon. If you had somebody, an older person, who had a lot going on with different medications and gone to different doctors, and would the HMO necessarily be better for them because everything's being managed? Because I think that people don't necessarily know, you know, that people don't really manage themselves. I'm not saying everyone,
right.
but manage their own care. So you're all over the place. This doctor gives you this medication and that doctor gives you. Is that a better place to be?
Yeah, there are definitely advantages. I mean, the one thing to consider is that you have to make sure the doctors that you want to see are in the network. And so, you should make sure that if the doctor you're already seeing somebody, you want to make sure the doctor's in the network of the plan you choose. But yeah, you're right. If you're somebody that you think would benefit from having a team of people coordinating your care, helping you navigate the healthcare system, it's really complicated. I work in the business, and when I have issues, it's still complicated for me to figure it out. So yeah, that's a big benefit somebody like Regal Medical Group or Lakeside offers to our patients, yeah.
So are you, well, you're not an insurance company, so do you take both HMO and PPO?
Yeah, we do. Our doctors take both. We take regular Medicare patients, we take Medicare Advantage or Medicare HMO patients, and we take pretty much all types of insurance.
Huh. And I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Brad Hively, and he is the Senior Vice President of Regal Medical Group and also Lakeside Community Healthcare. And we're talking about, you know, just the different types of services that you provide. So what are they?
Yeah, sure. So we have what we call interdisciplinary teams that come together to manage each patient's case. So it sort of depends on what your condition is. We don't have sort of a one-size-fits-all approach, but if you have a chronic disease like asthma or diabetes or heart disease, we'll probably sign you up with our what we call our vital care program. And our vital care program is run by physicians, but it includes pharmacists, social workers, case managers, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, coordinators, so a whole range of different types of medical professionals that come together to manage care. So, a lot of people have issues affording their medication, so we have social workers that help them afford their medication. Or some people just need help making a doctor's appointment, so we'll help them make sure they get in to see their doctor. Sometimes they need help with transportation just to get to the doctor's appointment. So we can help coordinate that.
Wow. I mean, that's great.
Yeah, it's a great added benefit for our members. And a lot of people don't realize that when they're signing up for a medical group, they don't have a full appreciation for how important that decision is. Because like I said at the beginning, a lot of people just haven't heard about it. But yeah, by choosing regular Lakeside, you get access to all of these additional benefits. And it's not only if you have a chronic disease and you know that you're going to need these resources, but it's also just if, people who unexpectedly fall ill, we'll assign a team to manage them just during that period of time where they're sick and get them better.
So, Brad, is this similar to Kaiser, and maybe we don't know about some of those services, or is this a unique thing that your company offers?
Yeah, it is a little bit similar to Kaiser. So the way I like to think about it, Kaiser has three parts. Kaiser has their hospital, they have their doctors, and then they have their insurance company. Those are the three parts that make up Kaiser. And we work with the insurance companies. We're not an insurance company, and we work with the local hospitals. So we work with Simi Valley Hospital. We just signed a new partnership with Los Robles, Thousand Oaks. So we work with hospitals, we work with insurance companies, but we're kind of similar to Kaiser's doctors. Kaiser's doctors are there to take care of the patients and keep them healthy. And for those who are sick or those who fall ill, Kaiser's doctors, they have programs to keep their patients healthy. And so that's what we do for the insurance companies, everybody except for Kaiser. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. Well, you know what I want to do is give out any of my listeners that want to find out a little bit more about Regal Medical and Lakeside Community Healthcare, where would they would go and who they would talk to?
Yeah, sure. So you can go to either of our websites. It's regalmed.com or lakesidecommunityhealthcare.com. That's a mouthful. Or you can call our patient assistance line. It's a one-stop shop for everything that the patients might have any question about. So the patient assistance line is 888-787-1712.
Okay, perfect. And again, I want to do a little shout out to everybody that I met out there at the Simi Valley Health Expo over at Regal Medical Expo over there, and at the company over there. And, you know, I thought it was added value that we could bring you on and talk about a little bit more of ways that we can help ourselves and help our families. So thank you so much, Brad, for being a part of my show.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure.
All right. And you guys will have to figure out how, if your names are somewhere connected, you know? So.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know, I don't know if you know this, Hively is a made-up name. When it was in Germany, it was Hively. And so when they came here, so everybody that has the last name Hively is related to each other.
That's funny. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I never knew if it was true. So.
Yeah.
Oh, see, there is something.
My husband found
small
out.
Small world.
I know about 10 years ago, my husband found out his name was German. He always thought it was Irish. And he had like a year he had to eat schnitzel and, you know, whatever and drink beer.
Connect with his roots.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Brad. I really appreciate you being a part of our show.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye. That is Brad Hively with Regal Medical Group and Lakeside Community Healthcare. If you want to get in touch with them and you didn't take that phone number, just email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, or you can call me at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Nicole from Parent Click and find out what's happening out here in Ventura County. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Join Kim Pagano every Saturday at 2 for Positive Talk here on Newstalk 1520 KVTA. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health, living a passionate lifestyle, relationships, and parenting. Kim is a hair therapist and a mother of four, and so much more. Tune in and call in every Saturday at 2 to your weekly dose of Kim Pagano on The Kim Pagano Show here on Newstalk 1520 KVTA.
It's showtime.
Now, back to The Kim Pagano Show on Newstalk 1520 KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. Wow, full studio, and we are just bringing in some new people here. So I just want to remind you, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and it's all about adding value every day in every way. We've got Sharon Savidson, we got Marcia Hively here, and joining us right now is Brianna, is it Beaufort?
Buffard,
and from Ventura Fun, Family Fun, and also Nicole Clardy.
Yes, that's
right.
Correct.
From Parent Click. And Nicole, tell us what's going on in Parent Click. Parent Click is one of my sponsors, and we are teamed up with them. We're adding value. I mean, you guys got a great website. There's so many things that you guys do in the community, and I just want to thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you very much. We are actually an online resource for parents, teachers, caregivers, grandparents. And we are, I mean, we're just a one-stop shop for you guys. We have all kinds of calendar events going on in the community. We list other sponsors. Anything really that's going on in the community is on our website. And it's all family geared, and just, it's just a great place to find everything you need.
What's happening right now for the harvest festivals and also for Halloween right now?
Actually, we have a Halloween and harvest chatter up right now, and we have listed all kinds of things in Ventura County, such as pumpkin patches, costume shops and party supply stores, carnivals and festivals, safe trick-or-treating events, and et cetera, et cetera. Everything you can imagine. A couple specific ones we have is one in Agora Hills with California Kiddo Club. It's a Halloween party on October 26th from 6 to 9 p.m. So bring your kids and drop them off and they'll take care of them. And a couple other things for safe trick-or-treating. We have at Pacific View Mall here in Ventura, and that's going on October 31st from 4 to 7 p.m. And also at the Oaks, we have safe trick-or-treating on October 31st from 5 to 7.
So I have a question. The thing that you're going to drop your kids off at, who's that sponsored by?
It's actually through California Kiddo Club, and they're in Agora Hills. And basically, they have a whole room just set up for everything that you can imagine for children, like jumpers, video games to play with. They'll be providing pizza and drinks and all kinds.
What ages?
Ages from 3 to, I believe, 10 years old. Yes.
Sharon, how old's your son?
17.
He can't
He'll be
there.
18
Sorry.
Soon.
Maybe he could work.
There you go. Yeah, he could do babysitting. You know, God, my son just turned 18. I can't believe that. Remember when we were just taking our kids to the pumpkin fair festivals and pumpkin carving and all that
now
stuff?
Now they go to Halloween Horror Night. Your son just went on the other night, and my kids went a week ago.
Yeah,
mine
they were,
did too. And I took my sons yesterday, they're both 18, to vote.
There you go.
Because they're away at college. And so they were home for the day, and I took him to vote, and I can't tell you how proud I was. I don't care who you're going to vote for or what your, you know, what your beliefs are, but it is really empowering to think the next generation is going to be deciding and helping to decide the future of our country.
You're absolutely right. Going back to the horror night in Universal Studios, my son was there. It was his birthday night. And, at 12 o'clock midnight, right? So we called him up. My husband and I called him up to wish him a happy birthday, and we sang. And he said, Mom, 1,000 people just sang happy birthday to me because somebody told them, and they, you know, all the people in line for the rides.
I will tell you that my daughter had her hypnotized before she went because she was a little afraid to go on the rides and to be there. So I did a little bit of a hypnosis on her before she actually went to Halloween Horror Night.
She's lucky to have
my daughter. Wouldn't go at all. She's deathly scared of clowns.
I need to.
Of clowns.
Hypnotize her.
No, she doesn't need to get over that.
All right. So, Nicole, tell everybody where they can find Parent Click.
You can go to ventura-ca.parentclick.com and or just go to Google and search Parent Click Ventura County.
You know what I love about this? You're sitting there with your kid on a Saturday morning and, Mom, I'm so bored. I want to do something. And you just can go on and it will tell you everything that's available that day. Most of it's free or very small amount of money. And go do something with them.
You know, I will tell you, I have a client and she was basically talking about she has 5 kids, young kids. And she was complaining about, you know, going to Disneyland and it's so expensive or not going. And I said to her, go on to Parent Click and find places because there are things that you can do without having to spend a lot of money. There are free events and or for a minimal amount of money, you can go and be busy and have fun and not have to sit home.
And not only that is Parent Click has like babysitters and different things that maybe you're worrying about your kids or your grandchildren about something. And there's a little chatter on there, you know. And that's one of the reasons I partnered up with them, because it's all about, you know, adding value. And so I think that you guys do a really good job.
Well, thank you.
Give out your website.
Ventura-ca.parentclick.com.
Okay, perfect. All right, my next guest is Brianna Buffard, right? And she's actually got something coming up right now. She's got Ventura Family Fun Fest, and that is actually going to be on Saturday, October 27th from 10 to 2, correct?
That is correct.
Right, and so tell us a little bit about your event and why you're putting it together.
Sure. Well, this kind of came to me It's a pregnant dream. I'm expecting my second baby here.
Congratulations.
Thanks. And I started working for RE/MAX last March, and we just moved buildings. We were over on Palma Drive, and we moved over here to Ralston. And, you know, the real estate industry has really changed over the last few years. Yeah. Go figure, right?
Yeah.
And I've been in the business my whole life. But I've always been committed to kids. I've worked between business and real estate, or in children teaching forever. And I said, we can't just do a grand opening. We need to do something bigger and better that gives back to the community, and really, Kim, going along with your mission of adding value. And RE/MAX's two philanthropic projects are the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and then the Children's Miracle Network. And so came the Ventura Family Fun Fest. You mentioned free events for families, and this is one of those events. My daughter, the reason why this was so personal for me, when my daughter was born, she's 23 months now, she was born with a very bad infection, and she was hospitalized in the NICU for 3 weeks. And the Children's Miracle Network Hospital Foundation is able to provide funds to Children's Hospital Los Angeles and take care of these very sick children. And so it was very near and dear to my heart.
Well, you know, and I lost a baby. We never talked about this, but I lost a baby. She lived to be 11 months old. And so there are miracles out there. And when anybody takes time out of their world, you know, again, I use this because it really is, that's how I believe, is that many hands make little work. And so when there's different ways that we can all help, and it's a win-win, you know, it's fun, it's people getting together, you've got, you know, the 5K, right?
Yeah. We're really excited about that. We're really trying to boost the enrollment in that. RE/MAX Gold Coast is putting on a 5K that morning, again, benefiting Children's Miracle Network. It begins at 8:30. The entry is $25. And then at 9:30, we have a kids' costume fun run. And we're really excited because Dan Collier, the owner of Pizza Man Dan around here, he's actually going to be dressing up in his big cheese suit and running both of our races to try to get the crowd inspired.
So the 5K, can you walk or run it?
You could crawl it. You could... do somersaults, skates, sure. This is just to get out there and take a stand for a good cause. It's going to be an out-and-back flat course. It takes off right on Ralston Street, goes down by Buena Lanes, and it's going to be a nice day. I think we'll have very little traffic, and so we'll have lots of volunteers out there guiding everybody. Yes, so crawling is totally appropriate.
Yes, and I am definitely going to be out there, and so I want to invite all my listeners out there to be a part of a great benefit. So just kind of run down the little schedule.
Sure. So starting at, actually, he'll be there 5:45, the RE/MAX Hot Air Balloon is going to be out there giving free tethered hot air balloon rides. I think that's going to be great for the community.
I want to do that.
Oh, my gosh. I've never done that before.
Yeah. That's
we
gonna,
used, all right, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, they used to blow up behind my old house, and I would hear that
right. This is one of the things that's on my vision board, Kim.
I have done it.
I want to come and do this.
Yeah. And it is weird. Yeah. I've done it before. It's very strange. You get up there and you don't realize how quiet things are.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
No, it's great.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
All right.
That's going to be fantastic. And then, like we said, 8:30, the 5K, 9:30, the kids' costume fun run. And then from 10 to 2, we're going to have a whole bunch of activities. There's going to be vendors and exhibitors out there, lots of communities. Canine will be out there. One of the really exciting things is Shadowland Wolf Foundation is bringing out their wolves. They're used as therapy dogs. But they are real wolves, but they'll be there with their handlers, and the children and adults both will be able to pet them, which I think is going to be great. We're going to have an entirely free carnival with games for all the children to participate in, prizes. And at 11, I'm really excited, we're going to be having a costume parade, and the children will all receive a prize for participating in that as well. There'll be about 7 different food vendors. Sweet Arlene's will be out there. Everyone loves a good cupcake. I'm really into cupcakes right now.
Okay, you have an excuse. Okay, so there you go. I've had Sweet Arlene, and they are good cupcakes, definitely.
Yeah, there's going to be just the fire truck will be out there. Like I said, Canine will be out there. We're going to have, I'm hoping to get a good amount of people so that we can continue to make this a free event for the community and make it an annual event as well.
And give the address again or where it is.
Sure. So we're easy to find. We're right off of Victoria and Ralston. We're in the City Center complex. That's 5720 Ralston Street. You can't miss us. That balloon is going to be a dead giveaway. So right there off of Ralston and Victoria. Come on out. Enjoy the day. It should be great weather if it's anything like today.
Definitely. All right. Well, again, you know, that's what I do. If you have something going on out there in the community and you want to get the word out, I would love to be a part of it. I was an MC at a women's expo, giving out awards. You know, these are the things that I want to stand behind, because that's what it's all about, is really everybody doing their share. You know, so thank you so much for coming on. Again, this is on my website. It's on my Facebook. And definitely, again, it's October 27th from 10 to 2. And it's also, you can find it on the website, right? Venture of FamilyFunFest.com.
That is correct. All right. Don't forget about it. Thanks for having me, Kim. Absolutely. I really appreciate it.
Well, we're going to get back to Sharon and talk to her a little bit about, what are we talking about?
We're talking about intelligence.
Ooh, emotional intelligence, correct?
Well, let's start off with, is it enough to just have a very IQ? Is that enough to be a very successful person at being out in the world? And so let me just tell you, Albert Einstein's IQ was 160, Madonna's 140, and JF Kennedy's was only 119. So does this predict your success to have a high IQ? So what do you guys think? Do you think that it's enough just to have a high IQ?
Well, Albert Einstein couldn't spell, by the way.
Right.
He couldn't. He was dyslexic. So I don't know.
I don't think so. I think that you have to be more in tune with who you are and your emotional. I guess
it depends what you want to do in your life. If you're just going to be a scientist in a room by yourself, then maybe it's okay. But if you're going
to
talk
and really not have anything to do with anybody else, not children, you know, and going back to what we were talking about earlier. So there are three different things that you need to be aware of that really make you a highly successful person. One is emotional intelligence. The other one is moral intelligence. And the third one is body intelligence. Okay, so what are they?
Yeah, thank you.
So emotional intelligence is, you know, and this is what Steve Connor was talking about a little bit earlier, is being aware of what is going on with you. Who are you? You know, as I say, how do you show up? How do you lead yourself and others? What are your feelings? What are you thinking? What are your emotions? So when, and the majority of the population are reactive, when you have a situation and you're just reacting to the situation, you're at the effect of life, how much emotional intelligence do you think you have? So very little. Okay. So
let me get this clear.
Yes.
Okay. So just so I know that I'm understanding you right, is are you living off the effect of what other people do? Is that kind of what you're talking about? Or are you...
You're not living off the effect of other people at all.
Correct.
And we've spoken about this before, and we will again, about the seven levels of energy and which level of energy you resonate at. But when you're emotionally intelligent, you're before you even speak, you're thinking about, you know, did someone push my button? What am I thinking? What am I feeling? You know, and Steve spoke earlier about the default tendency. So, and that usually comes up when someone pushes your buttons or if there's a trigger. Or if there's a stress factor. So we'll go to our default tendency. But having emotional intelligence is about not being reactive in that situation. It's about pausing and thinking, what am I going to do with this? I'm going to choose. I'm going to choose to respond rather than react.
So is it better to wait a moment, kind of digest it, and then make your decision, or...
Yes. And you know, have you ever heard people say, there's no pause before something happens and I've already reacted before I can think about it? And this takes practice. This is not something that you can just turn around and say, oh, just become emotionally intelligent. This really takes practice to start tapping into yourself and your emotions. So a good way, a few things that you can do to become more aware of who you are is to keep a journal. You know, and it doesn't have to be in the moment. It can be afterwards. You can start reflecting. That can be I always say the first step is just become the observer. Don't even try and change anything. Just become that outside person.
So kind of learn about yourself.
Learn about yourself.
Right.
Okay. A lot of my clients will say to me, you're that person on my shoulder. I was listening to your voice and you were saying, pills before you do something or whatever. And I go, great, if that's what works for you, that's fine. But another part of emotional intelligence is being aware of what the other person's doing. How's the other person showing up? What do you think they're feeling? And so a lot of us will be thinking in a situation, oh my goodness, this person's mad at me, or I'm feeling uncomfortable. But if you got out of that situation and you started thinking about what is the other person feeling? Are they comfortable? Are they having a bad day? So when you start to be the observer of not only yourself, but of the situation, you become more emotionally intelligent.
You know what? Let's stay with that. We're going to take a really quick break, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Sharon Savitson right now, and we're talking about emotional intelligence. I do want to give away a 4-pack to for lunch meal passes to the Soup Plantation. And so if you right now can give me a call, we'll take caller number 7 at 805-419-0008, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. That's 805-419-0008 or kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832. You know, it's becoming more and more difficult to find a show that relates to you and what's going on in your life. But we've got it for you right here on AM 1520 KVTA every Saturday at 2 p.m. on The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about health, she talks about business, beauty, fashion, pop culture. Oh, and don't forget, she includes parenting and relationships. It's real life radio for, get that, your real life. Join Kim Pagano every Saturday for interesting guests that include everyone from doctors and experts to entertainers and even locals. It's your life on the radio because Kim's just like you. She's a mom, she's a hair therapist, and a busy career woman. Start your weekend off in a positive way and do yourself a favor. Be here 2 p.m. every Saturday for your weekly dose of Kim and your weekly dose of your life on the radio for The Kim Pagano Show, only here on AM 1520 KVTA.
Now back to The Kim Pagano Show.
Finally.
On News Talk 1520 KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, Kim Pagano, and, you know, we're talking about unconditional self and health empowerment today, and we've had a couple of dentists on, amazing couple, and then we've had Regal Medical, we've had Steve Connor on. We are talking right now with Sharon Savitson, and we're talking about emotional intelligence. And I hope that you have taken some notes from anything that we've been talking about. And if there's something that you're still interested in, definitely you can always reach me at kimpaganoshow.com, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And I want you to remind you that if you missed any part of my show, you can listen again on my website. They're all posted there, all of our shows. So Sharon, let's get back to what we were talking about.
So you're talking about the different kinds of intelligence. What is the best way to figure out where you are in emotional intelligence or moral intelligence, body intelligence?
Okay, so before we even go on to the other kinds of intelligence, the moral and the the body intelligence. Let me tell you some ways that you can actually enhance the emotional intelligence, because stress is a huge drain on this, okay? Stress, you default to your stress tendency, and stress is something that really takes away from that. So you want to make your space happy. So let's say it's your office or your home. You want to make it a happy space and put things there that motivate happiness versus that drain, the energy we were talking about. Is this an energy drain or an energy gain? So you'll talk about people that walk in, they talk about their houses or their offices being very cluttered. You want to make sure that the energy is flowing so that it's promoting well-being and happiness. Okay?
I think that's really good, but what if you're so stressed out? So you need to almost, like, I heard one of my guests one time said, one door, one drawer.
Okay.
So take each thing as a little step instead of going, oh my God, how am I going to handle this whole thing?
So let's just do one thing. You know what? What if you put a picture up that was every time you looked at it, and we'll talk more about vision boards, Kim, because yes, that I keep going to the vision board. Put your vision board up in front of you, because then your brain is going towards what it is that you do want, which is what Stephen Connor was saying earlier. What are you motivated by? You're moving towards what you want. So have a picture up there that actually triggers happiness for you. Do little things, but something that triggers that happiness. I'm very big on gratitude. So start off your morning with saying one thing that you're grateful for, or have a gratitude journal.
Definitely think that too.
Yeah, I was taught once in a business organization that I was working with to make a gratitude list, and it was laminated and it was put in my shower. And so every morning I would get in the shower and I would read this gratitude list that I have. And I got to tell you, within a few months' time, I really started to notice some significant changes on how I was perceiving people and people were perceiving me.
I want to say that I have been working with Sharon, and this has made a huge influence on my life. As an example, I got in a car accident a week ago or a week and a half ago, and totaled my car, hurt my neck. And instead of focusing on what I lost and how hurt I was or whatever, I instantly went to the fact that it could have been so much worse, and to be grateful for the fact that it was, you know, what it was, and that's okay, but that I wasn't hurt, and just to be grateful that I'm alive and okay and not seriously hurt. And so what? It's a car. Big deal. And get over the things you're just hold on to so you can't move forward, and move forward.
And Marsha, you were amazing, because the truth is there were things that came out of that you looked at as blessings that came out of it. You know, when you look at what is the reason, why has this come up in front of me, you can take it, what is the lesson here, and spin it in a way that you're looking at it as a positive rather than as a negative.
And Sharon, I also want to add, so many times, you know, we think, why did this happen, right? And a lot of times, I mean, you talk about this, if you haven't learned it, it's going to happen again and again and again until you learn it. So why not look at every situation in your life as something that you can learn from?
I'll tell you guys, it came up for me this week, okay? Because I tell my clients and everyone around me, don't be attached to one specific thing. Have the vision of the bigger picture. It's like if you want abundance, don't be attached that the abundance is going to come from one single place. And the universe gives me lessons to say, you know, are you really walking the talk? And are you practicing what you preach? So anyway, let's move on to just complimenting other people, just being out there and giving compliments. So moral intelligence, what does that mean? It means living your life with integrity, you know, responsibility, sympathy, forgiveness. The way you treat yourself is the way other people will treat you. And that's what I say. What do I say to my clients? I mean, you know, you guys have heard me say, you would never treat your daughter or your son the way that you treat yourself. So think about it. How do you treat yourself?
We also teach people how we want to be
absolutely
treated.
I said to somebody the other day, kudos to the person who is taking advantage of you. Kudos that they can get away with it. Wow. Unbelievable. Why are you letting them do that?
Absolutely.
So if you can, you know, if they can take advantage of you, then all right. And the last one is body intelligence. Okay. How do you take care of your body? What is your body language? I always say, how are you showing up? All right. So before I even go a little bit into that.
Hold on. Okay. So what is good body language?
Okay. So let me tell you 10 things that you don't want to do.
Don't look over here.
We're all like, uh-oh.
Avoiding eye contact. Okay, it's deception, lack of trust. These are the things that it could possibly mean. It doesn't always, but this is what it could be perceived as.
Okay, so people that are out there looking for a job, listen up. These are the things that you need. When you go walk in that room, your first impression is everything. And if you can go with body intelligence, you're halfway there.
Yep, absolutely. Slouching. I'm a big one for posture. I teach spinning classes and I also teach stretching and Pilates and things. And, you know, it's amazing. I say to people, how you stand is how people will perceive you. Because if you're slouched over, you look non-confident. And who's going to listen to you? Who's going to think? You can be the most intelligent person. And if you have bad posture, do you really think that people are going to listen and value what you're saying?
Well, you're reflecting who you are.
100%.
Make sure you are your own billboard. You know, being a hair therapist, I really say look good, feel good, do good. It kind of all goes hand in hand.
Right. Okay, weak handshake. So if you have too weak of a handshake, it's showing basically lack of confidence. But if it's too strong, it could also show that you're too aggressive. Folding your arms. Now, I do fold my arms, and I'm always having to unfold them just because it feels comfortable to me.
Me too, yes.
But I'm very aware of it, and I do uncross my arms in a situation where I think that, you know, what it really looks like I could be closed when I'm not. Looking down, okay? So it makes you feel like you're uncomfortable or makes the person think that you're uncomfortable when you're avoiding eye contact. Again, it's the same thing, looking down. Angling your body away from somebody sounds like you're not listening to them or you're uncomfortable.
And it's rude.
It's rude. And it's distrustful. Okay. Fidgeting or touching your hair. I was telling Kim this. She cut bangs in my face and I was on a date and I kept taking the hair out of my eyes. And I said, the person must have thought that I was crazy because I didn't. What I should have said was, this is bothering me. But I didn't. I just kept fiddling and I thought,
it wasn't,
you know,
when I cut it.
It was when it grew a little bit out. Just grew into my eyes and I need to be able to see out of my eyes. It was So invading other space. Okay. Standing right in someone's space and it makes them feel very uncomfortable and it's disrespectful. You're not showing that you have personal boundaries or that you're respecting someone's personal boundaries. Glancing at the clock. Okay, so it's disrespect and arrogance. And, you know, the last one is frowning or scowling. And some of us do it, we don't even realize that we're doing it, but it just shows that you're unhappy or that you, you know, that you're not content with the situation.
That your cup's not all the way full.
Right.
Or that you're not interested in what somebody else is saying.
Right, right. So basically, a combination of all of these things is what you want to be walking around, just being aware and not being in your own little head thinking, oh my goodness, look at me, it's all about me, you know. And a lot of people do that. They're so involved in what's going on in their head that they're not even aware of the bigger picture. You know, have you ever encountered somebody where you go, oh, that person was rude to me, and then the story comes out that that person's just had a tragedy or something happened to them and it's not about you at all? So how someone else shows up is not about you. It's all about them. But how you show up is all about you. So be more emotionally intelligent.
Right. And so if you're starting your day and or, you know, you're halfway through your day and, you know, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes you get a little trigger or something that makes you kind of get in a bad mood. What's the best way to change that?
You know, Kim, if you can be non-reactive, okay, if you can process it in your head before you even react, because, you know, as I say to my kids, your emotions are your emotions, but what you choose to do with those emotions, that's up to you. Okay, it's not okay for you to behave in certain ways. You have to think about it. So if you've already reacted, then, you know, you may want to look back and reflect and think, what was going on for me? Why did I go to that place? Why did I behave that way? And did it serve me to behave that way?
I think that's the big question right there. Did it serve me? So with that, Sharon, you know what? Give out your number and so my listeners can be able to find you.
818-744-5859 and go to my website at sharonsavidson.com.
All right. And Sharon Savidson is a transformation and life coach, energy leadership, and a master practitioner. So thank you so much. We were just talking about emotional intelligence. Marcia, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
All right. And Nicole, thank you. Parent Click.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Brianna, thank you so much again. Tell everybody again, it's October 27th, right?
That's correct. October 27th at 5720 Ralston Street in Ventura.
Okay, perfect. And that's going to be a fun day out there. Definitely get out there. It's for a great cause. So I want to just remind anybody, one, I want to say thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy day to tune in to us. And we were talking about unconditional self and health empowerment. And if you missed any part of my show, you can always listen on my website, kimpaganoshow.com, or download them on iTunes. I want to thank you again. Next week, we're going to be talking about cooking as we're getting into the holidays. And of course, I end all of my shows with my mommy moment. And today's is, every day you have the opportunity to learn lessons. You can choose to learn them, or you can choose to ignore them. And I hope that that my show made a difference in your life. So with that, I want to thank you again. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you next Saturday from 2 to 4.